It's Monday, July 14th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Two women were shot and killed at a Kentucky church by a suspect who fled there after allegedly shooting a state trooper elsewhere, according to officials. The suspect allegedly shot a Kentucky state police trooper Sunday near the Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, and then fled to a church where the suspect shot 4 people before police shot and killed him, officials said at a Lexington Police Department press conference late Sunday afternoon. 2 of the churchgoers, both women, were killed, officials said. The other 2 victims, both male, were taken to the hospital for treatment. The suspect was shot by responding law enforcement and was pronounced dead at the scene. In other news, more heavy rains in Texas on Sunday temporarily paused a week-long search for victims of catastrophic flooding along the Guadalupe River and led to dozens of high-water rescues elsewhere as storms damaged homes, stranded motorists, and put some residents under evacuation orders. It was the first time a new round of severe weather had paused the search since the July 4th holiday floods, which killed at least 132 people. Authorities believe more than 160 people may still be missing in Kerr County alone, and 10 more in neighboring areas. By late Sunday afternoon, the Kerr County Sheriff's Office announced that search teams in the western part of that county could resume their efforts. More than 100 miles north in San Saba County, the floods damaged about 100 homes and knocked down untold lengths of cattle fencing, said Ashley Johnson, CEO of the Hill Country Community Action Association, a local nonprofit. In world news, Cameroon's 92-year-old president announced Sunday he will seek his 8th term in the upcoming October elections. The announcement comes after months of speculation that the aging leader would not run, setting the stage for an electoral showdown. Paul Biya, Africa's 2nd longest-serving president after Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, is frequently sick and abroad. Last year, talk spread that he had died, prompting the government to publicly deny the rumors. Cameroon's 2nd president since independence from France in 1960, Biya has been in power since 1982. Promising that the best is yet to come in his post on social media, Biya reiterated his determination to rule, saying, quote, "Rest assured that my determination to serve you is commensurate with the serious challenges facing us," end quote. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump will make an unprecedented 2nd state visit to the UK between September 17th and 19th when he will be hosted by King Charles II and Queen Camilla at Windsor Castle, Buckingham Palace said today. Mr. Trump, who is a big supporter of the royal family, particularly of the monarch, will be accompanied by his wife Melania during the 3-day visit, the palace confirmed. No U.S. president has been invited for a 2nd state visit. Mr. Trump previously enjoyed the pomp and pageantry of the state visit in 2019 during his 1st term, when he was hosted by Charles's late mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Precedent for 2nd-term U.S. presidents who have already made a state visit is usually tea or lunch with the monarch at Windsor Castle, as was the case for George W. Bush and Barack Obama. The President and First Lady will stay at Windsor Castle since Buckingham Palace is undergoing extensive remodeling. And, exactly 5 weeks after the devastating defeat at Roland Garros against his rival, Jannik Sinner reversed the results Sunday, beating 2-time defending Wimbledon champion Carlos Alcaraz to win his 1st championship at the grass court major. On Saturday, Iga Swiatek claimed the Wimbledon Ladies Championship with a victory over Amanda Anisimova. The 24-year-old from Poland became the youngest woman with at least 1 major trophy on all 3 surfaces since 2002, when Serena Williams did it at age 20. Swiatek now needs only an Australian Open title to complete a career Grand Slam. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.